As of today, consumers will know exactly what they're getting when they come to buy free-range eggs, as the free-range labelling standard comes into effect. The standard aims to avoid confusion and hold all free-range egg farmers to the same requirements. But animal welfare activists say the minimum standards won't provide chickens with a good quality of life. Sarah Margo is the legal counsel for animal protection group Voiceless. She told The Wire's Rachel McDonald what she thinks of the legislation.
Voiceless, along with a number of other animal protection groups and consumer groups, have been lobbying for decades, really, for genuine truth in labelling legislation. And when this opportunity came around to create a federal standard for free-range egg labelling, it appeared to be a really positive chance to improve the lack of labelling legislation to date. But unfortunately, the info standard, as it's been approved in its final form, it really completely fails to meet some of the very crucial elements that we'd expect to see in an information standard for free-range egg labelling.
So what are the standards that you believe aren't met by this particular legislation?
So the first thing, I guess, to keep in mind is that the original purpose of the information standard was designed with the consumer in mind. So it's not about protecting egg-laying hens. Instead, its purpose was to consider options to enhance consumer confidence and certainty around egg labelling. But when we look at consumer expectations around free range, it actually aligns with a relatively high standard of animal welfare. And so I guess the main problem with the information standard is that in determining a definition of free range egg production, it disregards the existing law and the regulations. And there's two key things to consider there. And that's whether or not the hens actually go outside on an ordinary day, and also the stocking density which the hens are kept in. So looking at whether or not hens actually go outside, consumers expect free-range eggs have come from hens who are not intensively farmed, and they actually go outside on most ordinary days. And that's quite different from the requirements set forward in the information standard, which simply says that the free-range eggs are eggs laid by hens who have meaningful and regular access to the outdoor range during daylight hours. And that test is highly subjective, and it's virtually impossible for the ACCC to enforce.
So it's more about just saying they can go outside if they wish to, without really talking about the standard of the outside areas they have.
Yeah, that's partially correct. Essentially, the free-range egg information standard says that they should have access to the outdoors, but they'll still consider eggs produced by hens who haven't gone outside to be free-range. In our perspective, creates a huge confusion for the consumer. And then we get to the second issue, which is the major failing of the information standard, and that's the stocking density. So there's a model code of practice which exists for the welfare of domestic poultry, and that's provided guidelines for the poultry industry since 2002. And it's essentially a central reference point for consumers and producers, and it's been quite fundamental in shaping our understanding of free range. And it sets a maximum outdoor stocking density of 1,500 birds per hectare. Then the information standard has come along, and all of a sudden it's boosted this maximum outdoor stocking density to 10,000 birds per hectare. I think it's above six times as many hens per hectare as previously believed to be free range. For animals, I mean, you can understand such a boost in stocking density. It's shocking for their welfare. For free range egg producers, so the people who are free range under the model code, it suddenly throws them into the same competition with huge companies. It kind of shields those really large-scale intensive companies from liability under Australian consumer law. And then for consumers, which was the ultimate focus of this information standard, it just means that a consumer has no idea what they're buying.
So my understanding is that the egg companies have to specify their stocking density on their eggs if they're selling them. Do you believe that that's kind of counteracted by the confusion around what a real decent stocking density is?
Yes, absolutely. What does a figure like that mean to them? They don't really necessarily have a comparison to compare it to. They probably wouldn't go through the legislation and see how much it's grown. And I think seeing all of these numbers on a packet, people might look at those if they're quite a conscious consumer, but I think the average person is just going to see if a label says free range or not, and many people will be satisfied with that and believe that they're paying a premium for something that aligns with their expectations of free range. And so I guess as a solution to that problem, something that Voiceless proposed alongside many other animal protection groups was that when displaying the stocking density on a carton under this new free-range egg information standard, you could actually put a scale on the packaging with the lowest and highest stocking density for free-range at each end of the scale and show where that particular producer falls. That could eliminate some of the confusion, but again, only if the consumer is particularly astute.
Sarah Margo, legal counsel for Voiceless, ending that report by The Wire's Rachel McDonald.